This is episode number 2071 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, do you ever look at the Google Doodle?
Yeah.
Today's Doodle is celebrating the 181st birthday of Helena Modrzejewska, who was a Polish actress. She did Shakespearean plays.
Okay.
But here's the deal. It's a little animated picture of her. And the minute that Google came up on my screen today, I thought, why is Idina Menzel on the Google look at this. She looks like Idina Menzel. It looks like a cartoon of her. That's crazy. Anyway,
Idina, I'm sure Idina Menzel will be happy to have the
my apologies to Helena Modrzejewska on her 181st birthday and the Google.
You know what? I think she'll be fine with it.
You think she's okay with that?
Yeah. I think she'll be.
I don't think I've ever seen any of her work.
I think
now that I
you
think
won't.
About it.
She won't mutter a word about it.
It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Hello, Wisconsin. Netflix has ordered a spinoff of Fox's hit series, That 70s Show.
Really?
Really.
Really?
It's called That 90s Show.
Wow.
10 episodes of the series are now being developed with the original creators of That 70s Show.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Kurtwood Smith and, can you imagine having a name, Kurtwood?
Yeah, well, he made plenty of money with it.
That's true.
Love
Probably
him.
Hard
Red.
During school, though.
Love Red. Love Red.
Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp.
Ah, Kitty.
They played parents Red and Kitty Foreman.
Yes.
Then they're going to be reprising
their
roles.
Oh, how cool is that? And you know, it's funny. Not funny, but you know, it's been all. I think it's been almost 20 years since That 70s Channel was on, so they will have naturally aged to That 90s Show.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
That's
that.
True without like makeup.
That. Like that.
Now, the premise is That 90s Show.
Yeah.
Eric and Donna's daughter.
No, they got married.
They got married. Well, maybe, got, maybe not.
They,
I don't know.
Didn't they get married at the end? I'm trying to remember.
What we do know is they had a daughter.
They had a daughter.
Don't know if they got married. Well, she's visiting her grandparents for the summer under the watchful eye of Kitty and the stern glare of Red.
She's probably going to have lots of friends down in the basement.
Yeah, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
And that great scene of all the kids sitting around and the camera just rotating to each one of them. You never see them take a toke, but you see the smoke in the air.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best part of that show.
And the profound things they say.
Oh, my God.
So
it would be great. And I like Fuller House, because I'm reminded of Full House, Fuller House, hopefully that some of the characters will come back. Hopefully we would get Ashton and Mila to come back, and we don't need what's his name, Danny Masterson.
No, I don't think
we're
he'll
done
be
with him.
Yeah. Mm, don't think that'll be happening.
The Fez character was fun, and we could get Donna and Eric back. That would be fun.
I'm sure. I would bet you, just about all of them will either
probably
will
they'll
come
show
around.
Up. Yeah,
and depending on who needs the most work,
well, Topher Grace probably.
He probably needs some. Well, he did a movie recently.
Well, Donna Prepon, she's been doing some stuff. She was in Orange is the New Black. And then she had a baby. I don't know what she's doing now. But yeah,
maybe they need work.
Maybe they need work. No, Danny Masterson needs work.
Well, what we do know is he's not going to be getting any. Nope.
He's not coming.
No.
He's not invited, I'm sure.
He is not invited.
Oh, man.
So, you know.
This sounds like so much fun, though. You know what I like about this?
What do you like about this?
Because it's going to focus not on the previous characters as much as going to focus on a brand new set of characters, with just the two characters being the glue that ties it together. Well, whereas Fuller House, it was really about the girls. And I was like, no, come on. We already know about who cares what they're like when they're grown up. You know, there wasn't enough room to expand on the kids that they had.
Right.
But this is going to be great. This daughter.
Well, what we know.
Nothing like getting dropped off at your grandparents in Wisconsin for the summer.
What we do know is that sex, drugs, and rock and roll never dies. It just changes clothes.
It does.
Matthew McConaughey thinks he knows how he's going to die.
Oh, wow. Yep. Good for him. What? Did the angels come to him and say, this is how it's going to be? And
Well, no, actually the angels...
Was it a bad sci-fi movie?
The angels come down and they say, All right, all right, all right. It's time to go.
Gather your things. Oh, wait, you can't gather anything. You just come with us.
All right. So he told a New York Times podcast that he's had dreams about it.
About really? Dying. Have you ever had dreams about your
not
demise?
About dying. No.
I haven't either.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't. I rarely have the falling dream. Somebody told me one time that if you fall and you don't wake up, that you'll die. I don't know how anybody knows that. That's one of those wives' tales.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, how does anybody know that for sure?
I don't know that they do.
I don't think so.
But I'm trying to think. I don't think I've had a falling dream.
I have.
Maybe once.
But I do always wake up. So I'm still here.
What do you fall off of?
Everything. Mostly cliffs that I can't explain how
cliffs.
I got there. Yeah. Yeah, because what else are you going to fall off of? I rarely fall off of buildings. I don't. That doesn't. That's not in my dreamland. Only cliffs.
I fall off curbs.
In your dream life or in your real life? Okay. Well,
neither, that's
right.
You.
Yeah, that's me.
Anyway, he says, I got a feeling that I'm going to go down as part of the food chain. He told that to Kara Swisher. She's the host of the Sway podcast.
Oh, my God.
So he says he's dreamed of being eaten by gators.
Oh, wow.
One time it was a grizzly bear.
Wow.
So whichever animal eats him, he's okay with it as long as it seems like his idea of a natural death. He goes, I'd much rather go down that way than getting shot down in a drive-by, you know?
Oh. Man.
I'll take one where it's part of the natural order.
Natural order. All right. Good for you, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And here comes the bear going, arr, 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 arr. Matthew has not yet announced if he's running for office, but a recent poll had the actor running 9 percentage points ahead of Republican Governor Greg Abbott.
Well, there you go. All right, Matthew. We'll see how that goes.
Do it, Matthew. Come on. Do it. Do it. Take a hit.
Oh, my
God. Do it. You can do it.
You know who should run for office?
I know. You're going to say Halle Berry.
Halle Berry should run for office. And I'd like to be her anything. chief of whatever. I could do that. I think that would be a good job for me, as a matter of
chief
fact.
Chief of anything.
Chief of anything. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, indeed. All right. More Who Cares tomorrow. With or without Matthew McConaughey. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.